This is Bob Wynn with a view from here. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but the sun is shining, spring is here, and I'm in good spirits in spite of the absolute turmoil that the world seems to be in. You know, locally, I dread the upcoming irrigation season where, once again, the government will mismanage the amount of water our local farmers and ranchers will receive in their inept efforts to save everything except, of course, farmers and ranchers. I dread that eventually it looks like the government is going to finally allow the removal of the hydroelectric dams in the Klamath River. Makes little or no sense to me as they're supposedly moving toward green energy, which, newsflash, hydro is and always will be. Will it benefit local residents? Oh, hardly. It'll probably result in higher electric bills for all of us. I dread our two useless senators who only work for the Willamette Valley. Here we had a proposal to cut down the spotted owl restrictions and improve access and commerce in our forests, and the two of them are leading the charge to nullify the reduction and keep the unreasonable restrictions in place. Statewide, I dread what the next harebrained idea will be that the Democrats in the state legislature will vote into law. I only know two things. A, it will cost us taxpayers more money, and B, it won't benefit but a select group of Oregonians, and certainly not you or me. I dread what our governor will do next. She's pretty much decimated commerce in the state with her unreasonable and unnecessary COVID-19 restrictions. And yet the legislature continues to allow her emergency powers. Too bad we don't have emergency powers ourselves to remove her. Nationally, well, what can I say? I dread most everything. President Biden and his team are certainly living up to all of our expectations. From mismanaging the border, heading in the direction of making our nation energy dependent on foreign governments again, and spending money like a drunk sailor. Now, sorry, I didn't mean to offend drunk sailors. Now, for some reason on this beautiful spring morning, I still feel okay. Maybe it's a false sense of security that things can't get any worse. It's like the old joke when the guy said, "Smile, it could be worse." So I smiled, and by golly, it got worse. Well, hopefully that's not the case. Maybe it's because it finally looks like the COVID-19 vaccine being widely distributed could spell the end of the COVID-19 pandemic and the asinine restrictions governments throughout the nation are imposing. Maybe it's the fact there seems to be a strong resistance to some of the harebrained policies that are being shoved down our throats. It seems the population is waking up to the fact that many leaders are using the pandemic to advance their radical agendas. Maybe it's just nice to be alive and living in Klamath County. Let's go with that. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.